What decisions have you made at this point on how to proceed with that position?
On the curriculum director position, we have authorized Ray and Associates to start a search with the job description that we have for a curriculum director. We are not labeling it as an assistant superintendent because that might limit the field more and also might, with our budget, might cost us a little more. So we are labeling this a director of curriculum, and we are requesting that they hold the application deadline open till June 30th. The 1st of July, we are hoping to have our superintendent up and operational. So once we have the applications in by the end of June, our new superintendent's first task will be selecting a curriculum director.
What exactly is a curriculum director? Can you talk about what the job duties are for that position?
Actually, it's like a very long three-page list. But
some of the bigger things. What are some of the really the big things that they're involved in?
They direct a lot of making sure we're in compliance with the Common Core. They make sure that our schools, for instance, every fourth grade in all five of our elementary schools is teaching the same thing in the same manner. They make sure we're getting the professional development that we need for our teachers. They coordinate data. What is our district doing that we do really well, and what do we need to improve on?
In terms of, could this be are there people in the district that could be eligible for this position based on experience, et cetera?
There could be people in the district eligible for this position. There may be people outside of the district, so we wanted to make sure we had a wide open pool so we can have the best person possible.
So we're looking at about nearly 4 weeks. That'll be open until June 30th, and then the new superintendent would handle the actual hiring of that position.
Right, because we want to make sure that the new superintendent can work very closely with the person who's basically second in the district.
And kind of tying off of that, when it comes to the superintendent's search, a few things discussed and such last night. What decisions did we make last night?
Last night, we approved basically a profile for the district and confirmed with Ray and Associates what we are seeking, the top qualities we're seeking in a superintendent. They came back to us with a lot of data that they'd received from community and staff. They had over, I believe, 650-some surveys completed online in their online survey process, and many comments from people about what they think the Burlington School District needs.
I believe I saw 10 qualities that are kind of included in the profile. What are the ones that really stood out? Were there a few that they just kept hearing over and over again?
A lot of people wanted someone who would help present a positive image for the district and who would possess excellent people skills. A dynamic leader seemed to be one quality that was repeated over and over.
What are we looking at for a timeline there in terms of applications?
The online application is up right now. The cutoff for that is June 16th.
I think I saw where you guys are hoping between the 16th and the 20th, Ray and Associates will narrow it down to maybe the finalists by the 20th. Is that what we're looking at?
Well, what they're going to do in the 16th to the 20th is they're going to do a lot of reference checks and pre-screens for us, and get us video interviews of probably the top 12 to 15 candidates. Then the night of the 20th, we will sit down and go through the information, look at the video interviews, and narrow that pool down. The board narrows that pool down to probably the top six.
Oh, okay, I see. So Ray and Associates will do the interviews, record them so that the board can then watch them.
For a wider spectrum of them, yes.
Okay.
Like 12 to 15 people.
And then once it gets down, then the board will narrow it down. These are our final five or six on the 20th, and then you guys would be doing the interviews.
Correct.
Okay. And you said that the goal is to have someone in place by July 1st.
Correct.
Is there any concern? I mean, that's a pretty quick timeline.
That is a pretty quick timeline. I've been impressed with our board's willingness to definitely commit to a pretty rigorous schedule the last couple weeks in June. We have that on the 20th. The 23rd and 24th, we will be interviewing the semifinalists, the five or six, and then bringing two finalists back on the 27th.
I was going to say, I was reading, I'm like, boy, that's a quick timeline. But if the board's ready to put in the time, you can get it done. So
we've all booked our vacation days for then. So
there you go. In terms of, and I think I saw too, a salary at least $185,000 is that what Ray and Associates are telling you to get the type of person that you're looking for?
They had a suggested range. They provided us information with similar sized district and student populations throughout the state of Iowa, including people who were in the MAT conference with us, information such as Ottumwa, Keokuk, Indianola, Johnston, just to give us a wide variety of what ranges we are looking at to get a qualified candidate who can manage a district of about 4,600 students.
That's, I remember when Keokuk was hiring their superintendent, that's kind of how they said. They said, based on your size and such, this is kind of the range that you would be looking at. And so that's what they told you, it would be something about, and it, at least of that range to do that?
They gave us the information. Our board definitely went through a thorough discussion on where we should put that salary number.
And did you guys set on a salary number last night?
We didn't set anything different than we had before of the minimum of 185.
Okay. Trying to think, anything else when it comes to now either search? Anything, next meeting's coming up here, or is it kind of in Ray and Associates' hands right now for a little while?
Right now is the application period commencing for both positions. The superintendent application period cuts off June 16th. The director of curriculum application period cuts off the end of the month. And then from the 20th to the 27th, the board will have extensive time spent going through the applicants and interviews.